AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's another day fighting the elements in Hawaii. Fires are burning across Maui. At least 36 people have been killed. Major General Kenneth Harrah with the Hawaii Department of Defense says Mother Nature is making this very difficult.
So you got dry fuel, trees, plants. You got low humidity and high winds. So winds 20 miles per hour or greater. And we had all of those three.
The fire took the island by surprise. As the flames raged, tourists were advised to stay away. About 11,000 visitors flew out of Maui yesterday. After 12 straight months of declines, inflation edged up last month. If you leave out volatile food and energy costs, so-called core inflation matched the smallest monthly rise in 2 years. University of Nevada economics professor Stephen Miller says Fed interest rate hikes have slowed down price increases.
The good news is that food prices and energy prices are sort of prices that they go up, they come down, so they sort of fluctuate. And other prices are sort of fixed. They may go up, they may not come down.
Economists say core prices are going in the right direction. Energy costs, though, are still high. Richard Priest in Las Vegas is feeling it.
We filled up the tank this morning. It was like $90. Last year, it was still expensive, but we don't think it was that much out here.
The Fed will use these numbers on inflation to determine if there will be another hike in interest rates. In Florida today, the property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate and an aide to the former president are due back in federal court. They face charges in the case accusing Trump of illegally hoarding classified documents at his resort after leaving the White House. Taiwan's defense ministry says China sent Navy ships and a large group of fighter jets toward Taiwan, continuing its military pressure on the island. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street following the latest update on inflation. The S&P 500 was 1.3% higher in early trading Thursday, on track for its second winning day in the last eight. The Dow rose 442 points. That's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.6%. U.S. consumers paid prices that were 3.2% higher in July than a year earlier. That's a touch milder than economists expected, and down sharply from last summer's peak of more than 9%. The readings bolstered hopes that the Federal Reserve's campaign to grind down inflation is making progress, which could allow the Fed to ease up on raising interest rates. Disney rose 1.5% after saying it would raise prices for some of its streaming services, including Hulu and Disney+. Seth Zutel, New York.
Tapestry, the parent company of luxury handbag and accessories retailer Coach, is buying Capri Holdings, the owner of fashion brands including Michael Kors, Versace, and Jimmy Choo. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.